This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with the Dean. And today, I'm Jana Henry, and I'm going to be speaking to Dean Grisolfi. So, first of all, how you been today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Didn't have a class today, so that was great.
Ooh, you have no classes on Friday?
Just this Friday, because my professor, he is at a academic convention this weekend.
Got it.
And so my first question is, you know, as freshmen, we've been here for about two and a half weeks. I'd like to ask you, what's something unique you've noticed about this year's freshman class so far?
What's unique? I have to be honest, I don't know you all enough to tell you what's unique yet. But I can tell you what I've noticed so far and what I admire about you all. So one thing is pretty silly, but no one has woken me up in the middle of the night yet, which I deeply appreciate. That usually happens, not that people come and like knock on my door, but just being super loud outside of my bedroom window. So that hasn't happened this year, which I love. But the other thing that's a little more serious is that we've had such great participation at everything we've done this year. Way higher participation than any previous year. And that's always really exciting because everything that we do takes a lot of effort. So when students come out and try it out, and especially if students enjoy it, but even just coming out to check it out is really gratifying. So far your class seems to be like really participatory, and that's awesome.
Okay, that sounds great. My second question here is, what are some pitfalls and highlights that you would encourage us as freshmen to avoid and aim for respectively?
Some common pitfalls. There's a couple common pitfalls. One is getting sleep deprived. It is hard to get enough sleep in the residence halls because when you come home, like there are people to talk to and things to do and distractions, and it's exciting to meet new people. Sometimes it could also be a little noisy, and it could be an adjustment to, be sharing a room with someone. But actually, sleep is really important, not just for your health, but also for your learning. And so sometimes people get in the situation where they're feeling behind or they're feeling stressed, and so they spend more time studying so that they'll do well on tests. And of course, studying is a good idea. But there are diminishing returns. And so if you are not sleeping enough, you actually won't do as well in your classes in general. In fact, we know that people who get 8 or more hours of sleep actually score like an entire point higher, like GPA point higher than people who get less than 6 hours of sleep on average. And it's a little counterintuitive. Like, well, wouldn't it be the case that the more time you study and the more information that gets in front of you, the more you'll know? And it turns out that's not quite how learning happens. And so you do actually consolidate your memories during sleep. And also a rested brain helps you encode new memories more effectively. And so that's a common pitfall, is to get kind of sleep deprived. And it is definitely something to try to avoid. And then you also asked me, like, what's something people should do? Like, what should people aim for?
Yes, something that you would encourage us as freshmen specifically to aim for.
So I think it's really important as you're learning about this new community to check out as many things as possible at first. The way you're going to make friends is by finding people who share something in common with you. And we are encoded to notice what looks similar, first of all. So we tend to, if you look, you'll see that people tend to gather with other people who look like them. You'll also see like married couples often look a lot alike somewhat for that reason. But also friend groups look a lot alike. And it has to do with initially what looks comfortable, what looks familiar. And we gravitate, we humans are like hardwired to create in groups and out groups. But it turns out that just because someone sort of resembles you doesn't mean you actually are a great friend to them, right? And so as you start to create deeper and better friendships, you want to come up with other ways that you have things in common with people besides appearance. And so that generally is interest and commitments and passions. And the way you're going to find other people who share your interests is by going to things that you find to be interesting. Because someone else who's at that same thing also finds that to be interesting. And so I know it's tempting to, especially if you tend to be a little bit shy, at the end of the day, it can be kind of overwhelming and it's really tempting to just to hang out in your room and decompress. And you should make time to do that. But especially at the beginning, I also recommend that people really check out those student org meetings. Anything that you think sparks your interest, give it a try. Because that is always where people make their closest friends.
Thank you for that. And, you know, I think that's very interesting that you said, you know, try to find people with commonality, like not so much a surface level commonality, but more so who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. And I guess another question I have is, what's one thing that freshmen do not usually do that you wish they would?
Well, jokingly, I always say eat vegetables. But I would say that first year students often, there's a couple of things that they don't do. Some first year students don't ask for help. It's really common for students to come here. Most Vanderbilt undergraduates experienced a significant amount of success in high school. And that academic success becomes a part of who you think you are. And so if you are struggling with something, it's an identity threat, right? It's like, I thought I was this person and now I'm having this struggle and maybe I'm not who I thought I was. And especially if it's like, oh my gosh, I was always really great at math and now I got a C on my math test. Like I'm having an identity crisis. And also it's kind of embarrassing because I've never gotten a C before. And I interpret a bad grade as telling me something about myself, right? So it's both a crisis for me, and I also might be kind of embarrassed to share it. And that is the number one biggest mistake that people make, because first of all, your grades don't tell you anything about who you are. Your grades tell you something about how well you did on a test. And even that doesn't tell you anything about who you are. It may tell you something about how well you studied, or it may just tell you something about the fact that like you're not used to learning from a fast-paced lecture and you need to think of some other resources to connect with. So it may not tell you anything about yourself. And so you can, like, when you're courageous enough to say, hey, something's not right, I'm upset about something, this thing isn't going well, when you reach out and share those things, that is how those things get addressed and resolved. Either by just getting help in the math example, or by deciding that like, okay, well, maybe math isn't that interesting to me. And maybe that's why I'm not doing that well, is actually what I really love is my anthropology class. But being able to talk through those things with someone else is actually how you grow. And so reaching out for help, sharing how you're really feeling is, I would say, the thing, not doing those things is what first year students often do, a mistake they make. And an important thing to try not to do.
I mean, that sounds really helpful, and I definitely think it has, I definitely think that has a lot of merit to it. Thank you so much for sitting down and interviewing with us. Again, I'm Jane Henry, and you've just heard our week's Q&A with Dean Grisolfi. And we'll see her next time.
Thanks.
Hi there, my name is Cynthia, and today I'll be giving you the rundown of events happening at Vandy this upcoming month. The undergraduate Business and Data Science departments are hosting an information session for students interested in obtaining a minor in either field. If this sounds like you, please stop by the Commons Multipurpose Room on Wednesday, September 6th at 4:30 p.m. Would you like a chance to eat dinner and discuss various topics with Dean Grisolfi and special guest Chancellor Diermeier? If so, sign up for Food for Thought with Chancellor Diermeier through AnchorLink. This event is happening on Thursday, September 7th at 5:30 p.m. in the Dean's Residence. Are you interested in American Sign Language? If so, stop by Sepals on Friday, September 8th at 11:30 a.m. to join the ASL Club for their first meeting of the fall 2023 semester. Are you interested in joining the Mexican American Student Association? If so, Make sure to stop by the Multicultural Community Space on Saturday, September 9th at 12:30 p.m. to learn more about the organization and enjoy some mangonadas. Are you a part of the Questbridge student community? Then make sure not to miss this year's welcome event on Sunday, September 10th at 10 a.m. in the Commons Multipurpose Room. Are you interested in joining Greek Life? Then stop by Surat Room 325 at noon on Monday, September 11th to chat and chew with the Latinx community of Alpha Psi Lambda. Do you want to eat lunch and learn? Then stop by the Owen Graduate School of Management, Classroom 211 on Tuesday, September 12th at 1:15 p.m. to hear from Dr. Charan Khanna, the George Paulo Lerman Professor at the Harvard Business School. This was all for the first week of September. Be sure to keep an eye out on AngerLink for any future events. Now stay tuned for the Human of the Commons interview.
Hey Doors, this is Human of the Commons interview. I'm here with Katie. She is a history and economics major from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm your host, Sophia. How are you doing today, Katie?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. So how has your life been so far, just adjusting to living on the commons away from home?
It's been a great experience. I kind of like how the commons is its own community. I love my dorm. I love where I'm living, my roommate and things like that. I like how they have like the whole commons place to work out, get some food, get the Munchie Mart. So
are you a fan of the Munchie Mart or dining? Which is your preference?
Definitely Munchie Mart. I'm kind of snacking on that peanut butter and jelly like 24/7. So yeah, that's kind of where I've been heading these days.
Okay. And then you're pre-med?
I am pre-med.
Okay. So most of your classes, I'm guessing, are like Stevenson main campus side?
Yes, that's my very most common class.
How's the trek?
It's actually pretty close. The Stevenson Library is right near the bridge, so I'm able to like go from Commons to Stevenson pretty fast, which is nice. My econ's like my farthest class, I think.
Okay. And then how are you like adjusting the course load, the work?
I think as of now, chemistry and bio are kind of my hardest classes just because I'm not used to reading before I have to actually go to class. But I think the material is pretty doable if you like prepare ahead of time. I love econ. I think econ's really easy. But yeah, it's been definitely an adjustment, but it's
right. Yeah. And then you're taking bio and chem. A little hard, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Actually bio is a little harder than chem right now, but I'm pretty
interesting.
Yeah. I think it's going to switch pretty soon. So,
okay. Yeah. Have you had your first lab?
I have. Yes.
Both?
I have. Yeah. I have my bio from 5 to 8 on Monday and then chem 5 to 8 on Wednesday. So.
Have you had like lab experience or was this like kind of a shock for you?
I worked in a lab for 2 summers back in high school. So I had a lot of bio experience with lab, but my chem lab, I've never really done that before. So that was definitely a little different, but it was fun. It was very similar to bio, which was nice. But
would you say like it's a communal struggling?
I think so. Like when we're in groups and stuff, we're all just like kind of looking at the protocol and we're just like, okay, what do we do next? But then we kind of figure it out as we go, I guess. But definitely the post lab is a bit of a struggle, just trying to figure out what all the words mean. But yeah, it's...
Yeah. Okay. And then have you been enjoying Vanderbilt just outside of academics and whatnot?
Yeah, I love it. I love going out to Broadway most nights and just kind of hanging out with friends. The food around here, Taco Mama's, quesadillas are really good. But yeah, I love the Nashville type of life. I'm big into live music, so I'm excited to go to the Lana Del Rey concert.
You got tickets?
No, not yet, but I'm manifesting them. Okay. So, but yeah, it's looking promising.
That's the goal.
Yeah, it's the goal.
When is it?
It's the 14th and 15th. It's Thursday and Friday. So.
Okay. So yeah. What day are you?
Friday, definitely. Yeah.
For sure. Okay. Well, that sounds super fun. I'm definitely going to like try and go to a ton of concerts this year or just like the next 4 years because I like City of Music. Why not?
Exactly.
Yeah. But so I know it's still the start of the year. So it's like class isn't too bad yet. But like, do you think that bio and chem is going to have an effect on like how much you can go out or how much you can have fun?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's nice how in college the tests are way more spread out, but I feel like once test time comes like mid-September, it's definitely going to be hard to go out. I'll probably be like in the library late at night. I'm trying to go to some of those 24/7 libraries. But yeah, I think because I like how it's more spread out. But like when the test comes, it's just going to be a little chaotic. But
yeah, I got a text from like a friend, like a family friend the other day. And it was, I remember having to adjust to course load because less class time, but more homework time. Yeah. And like, I've already had like hours and hours of homework so far. But like classes go by like that. Like it's,
yeah, I know. It's the, I feel like the classes go by really fast. And then you go back to your dorm and be like, oh, I have like 30 pages of reading to do that I have to do by tomorrow.
So, yeah. Yeah. And then you don't start them for a few hours because you just need to like relax.
Yeah.
And then you're like, shoot, what did I do?
How's it going?
Huh. Yeah. Have you already had any like late night study sessions?
Last night. Yeah, okay. That was definitely one. I have bio, so we have to watch the lectures before we go to class.
Okay.
And usually the lectures are about like an hour, and you have to take notes on them, and then you have to do a worksheet. So all
that. What do you do during the actual class?
We go over the worksheet with our LAs. So okay. It's nice because we can like ask questions on it, but I'm not used to like the flipped type of thing, right? Because
like
I'm
learning
used to,
on your
exactly. On your own, I'm yeah. used to like lectures, but it's definitely a it's gonna, all right, yeah. It's an adjustment, but it's fine.
Yeah. Have you found like your, what do you think is your like designated study spot?
Definitely Stevenson. So if you go like into the Stevenson Library and go all the way to the back where all the books are, there's like these corner desks that are completely silent.
She's giving away her study spot.
Yeah. Yeah. No one better take that. That's where I go. But yeah, it's got a really nice place. Got a good little vending machine over there.
Oh,
so
cool.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just hiking out there for hours on end a day.
Great. Do you have like big gaps between your classes? You just go and study?
Oh, yeah. So Monday and Wednesday, I have a really big gap from like 9:50 to like 5 o'clock for my labs.
Nice.
And then Tuesday and Thursday are my really big days. I have like 4 classes back to back those days. So that one's.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better to like get all your work done Thursdays because then you don't have to worry about being super exhausted after the weekend or like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying. I try to do work after my classes on Thursday, but. So far, it's not going too hot.
Yeah.
My bed is looking really great right about great. After my last class.
I feel like Thursday is the end of the week for me. And most of my classes are Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's really not the end of the week for me, but I'm ready to check out. Like,
yeah, the bed looks really great.
I have to stop myself from like sleeping in my bed in between. Like,
oh, yeah.
I love the sound of naps. I love to take a nap. But the second I get in my bed, I know like, if I wake up from my nap, I'm not going to do my work.
Mm-hmm. And I convince myself that I'll be able to study in my bed. And then when I say that, I bring the books and everything. And the second that I get onto that bed, I just put the books down and just start watching Suits. And then take a little nap.
Avid Suits watcher. I heard it's like dangerous to even start it because you're just going to binge.
Oh, I know. I started it like at the beginning of the school year and I'm already on season 2 right now.
Oh, wow.
It's an obsession.
You know, my roommate's currently watching Selling Sunset. So... she does have work to do. I think she's like pretty caught up right now, but she's like, I'm gonna go watch my show.
Yeah. Like, it's addictive. It's an obsession, but it's okay.
It's good to have that escape though.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Like I'm still trying to figure out how to balance like work, like school work, and then maybe go to the gym and then socialize.
Yeah.
And just like get a good and eat, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you get a good workout with all the walking that we do, but like
for sure.
It's just still trying to find that balance of just trying to be caught up with everything, but also like focusing on mental and physical health. So.
Yeah, big things.
Yeah, big things.
Yeah, but how would you say like dorm life is? Do you like your floor, your house?
Yeah, I love it. So I live on Stanbaugh, and my roommate, I went random with my roommate, got really lucky. She's amazing. I love my floor. I love the commons room. We have a very vibrant commons life in there. So a lot of nights there's like movie nights or there's people like handing out candy.
How do you guys do movie nights?
Someone like brought a TV.
Oh.
And they just like plug it in. And we watched La La Land one night, which
that's a good one.
Of course brought tears to my eyes. But
love La La Land.
I love La La Land. So we have like a really great group of people in there. Our RA is fantastic.
Shout out
to John. I love John. It's been really fun. Everyone's been really helpful with just kind of adjusting and stuff, and my roommate's great. So it's just been, I got really lucky with where I was at.
I see it. Stam Fam lives up to its name.
Stam Fam.
Pro Stam here.
Pro Stammy.
Both Stam residents. Yeah. Stam 5 and Stam 3. Stamp 4. It's okay, Stamp 3 is nice too.
Stamp 2 even. Actually, no, Stamp 2 is all guys.
So it's all guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no.
You're listening to this. Sorry.
Sorry. Stamp 3 through 5. That's it.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to see you next week. Yes. And this is Commons Cast and Human of the Commons interview.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to Commons Cast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.